British and French scientists have identified a particular protein in a strain of bird flu that prevents it from being transmitted to humans and other mammals. They believe that this protein could be the key to developing stronger antiviral drugs to combat strains of influenza and other serious viruses like Ebola. Lucy Carter reports.
All strains of influenza originally develop in birds. However, as Professor Wendy Barclay from Imperial College London explains, most have something that prevents the virus from spreading to mammals like humans or pigs.
A lot of people have been wondering for a long time why we don't get infected with all the different types of bird flu that are out there. What is the difference between human beings and birds that mean that most strains of bird flu can't infect people and only some of them can?
Professor Barclay and her team suspected that a particular protein was preventing most influenza virus strains from crossing the species barrier from birds to mammals.
We found that there's a single protein which is different in human cells and bird cells. It turns out that the flighted birds, like the ducks and the geese and the chickens, which are sort of the natural hosts of influenza viruses, they have a slightly longer version of this protein. And all the flu viruses that are out there naturally in those birds in the wild work very well using that version of the protein to help themselves replicate inside cells. But when they find themselves in human cells, we have a much shorter version of the protein, and then the bird flu virus can't utilize that. So it's blocked. The bird flu virus then can undergo some mutations which enable it to make a better match with the human version of the protein, and then it can infect humans. But there's this important block and it has to undergo that mutation before it can make that step.
Professor Wendy Barclay says that this protein now has the potential to be used by scientists against the spread and transmission of influenza.
There's a big drive in the virology field to try and find new targets to develop antiviral drugs. This new protein that we've discovered is a really essential protein of the host that the virus has to be able to interact with. What we hope is that if we can understand exactly how the flu virus is interacting with it, we'll be able to design drugs that interfere with that interaction, and then there'll be really good antiviral drugs because actually they could be targeting a host factor rather than the virus itself.
So this could have potential applications for viruses other than influenza?
Well, it's interesting you ask that because, I mean, our study was completely focused on influenza and we were all about trying to understand the difference between birds and humans in that respect. But in discovering this protein, of course, we've been reading around about this protein and it turns out that there are some other viruses which have interactions with that same host protein. For example, there's a paper out from one of my colleagues here in Liverpool in the UK saying that the Ebola virus has a protein which interacts with this same host protein in human cells. So we don't yet know whether all the viruses are using these proteins in the same way, but it is possible that if we have drugs that target these host factors, they might be more broadly acting than the current drugs we've got, and they might work against many different viruses, not just one.
The study has been published today in the journal Nature.
Lucy Carter reporting.